Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, actually.
I'm feeling fucking great. Motherfuckers trying to eat me, but other than that, make sure I eat me.
Yo. Chill.
Eat. Mile of water, eat. Make sure y'all go listen to Raw 49. I love Raw 49. Other than that, make sure you guys head over. It's 3 years. Some of you guys got commitment issues, and we won't hold that against you. So for those of you who got commitment issues, head over right now to the podcast app that you're listening to us on and subscribe.
Please.
Now, if you're listening to Guys Next Door on an Apple product, yes, not only subscribe, but comment and rate. How many ratings? Five. Give us 5 stars because we are children and we love validation. We are up on the YouTube. The YouTube is back. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Kev. Shout out to the HMD as a whole. They're keeping the YouTube current. So make sure you head over to YouTube if you want to see our beautiful faces.
Please.
Each and every Friday, the YouTube videos go up each and every Friday. And you can catch that at Guys Next Door Podcast on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Turn your notifications on. What am I forgetting? Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod. And if you want to continue the conversation via Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag Guys Next Door. And last but not least, hey, listen, it's warm outside. Shorts are expensive. Inflation is killing us. If y'all just want to be really, really nice to us and send us some monies,
please,
y'all could do that through patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Okay, Guys Next Door Pod, okay? Head over there, pick up your keys, become a member today. Okay. I want to jump right into it. Don't even want to play with this one.
Oh, shit.
You ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
Big spoon, little spoon, right now. Big spoon, little spoon, right now.
There's something about being the big spoon, right? I think it's maybe just about, the power, the control of it all, you know, being able to having the dick between the butt cheeks there's something great about that. But oh man, that little spoon is a real close second. Just the warmth.
Potatoes right now.
And mind you, my woman's not a big, she's not big, but she put that arm over you.
She put that leg, wrapped that leg on.
Hey, man, I stay in bed all day. I missed a bunch of joints because of that leg right there.
Say this right now.
What?
I don't care what you talking about.
Uh-huh.
Put that pussy on my back. Put that clit
Put it on my back.
Put it on my back. Wrap that leg around me. I'm a little bitch.
Hey, man.
Hold me.
Yo.
Hold me. I don't ever want to be the big spoon. My arm get tired.
Oh, yeah.
Women's heads is way bigger than they portray. So you laying
and
on
heavier,
my arm.
Shoulder.
No thanks.
And I had so many shoulder problems.
You're fucking breathing.
Hair products. All you smell is hair product.
None of that that shit? I'm supposed to be smelling that close. It's just silk in my face. I don't think that's good for my skin.
No. It should be good for your
big
skin.
Big spoon. Big spoon me. No, I won't be a little spoon. So you be the big spoon. Yeah. Big spoon my body because I'm the little spoon.
I love it. That's what I'm saying. I love the closeness that you get from a from being the big spoon. It's like, you know, because then I like to scoop under and pull close. Like, I just like to have you close to me.
And you can kind of tell when they lose their life when you do that.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a moment where you like got their stomach in your hand.
And you pull that and you pull it close.
And she's like, yep. Yeah, bitch.
Got him.
Guess what? Do that to me.
But that little spoon.
I want that done to me.
When I'm laying down.
And the little click get hard and poke you in the back.
Yo. Mouse.
And little click. Poke.
Mouse.
Okay.
What?
Little click in the back.
Just poke it. Just tickle it.
I'm like, take a little bit on me.
Ooh! Yo, what? What? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I can see it. Mouse. Babe, stop playing. Jesus. Yo. What the hell? Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
Oh, my days. That little clit on your back feels so good. Especially when she ain't shaved and a little prick. Little pricks. Put a little prick on my back. It's a little itchy.
It's a little itchy.
So I like scratch myself.
Ooh, step back, want to scratch myself.
I just scratch myself a little bit. Like this.
Yo.
She's like, what you doing? I'm like,
just don't
matter.
In.
Don't matter. I'll be done in a minute.
I'll be done, in a minute.
As long as you don't move, I'll be done in a minute. Yeah. Okay. So.
That's hilarious.
All right. So after sex.
Yes.
Who gets the rag?
Ooh. I think it's a.
And you've been having sex with the same person for a long time.
Yes.
So
yes.
I need to know.
You take turns. You take turns.
No damn turns.
I take
turns. You're saying that for the gram. No.
On the real.
You go get the fucking rag every time.
No.
You a rag getting ass bitch.
I think, honestly, what I think.
You are really a rag goody bitch.
Yo, no, what I think is, right? And I think people should use this. For any of their sexual endeavors, especially if it's somebody that you really deal with, otherwise it's gonna really seem like some cunty shit. It's like whoever has the strength to get up to get the rag, get up and get the rag.
I'll never have no strength.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you got the strength to like get up and get the rag,
and Wolf of Wall Street to get the rag,
because otherwise. If Shorty still has strength to get up and go get the rag, then it really looks like, wipe yourself off. You're bleeding. It's a hole. It feels like yo, it feels like some dickhead move. So yeah, that's why me and Christina, it's like we take turns. It's really like a depending on who has the energy to get up and go get it that day.
Now, do you ever like have the energy to go up and get it, but you be like, this wasn't my best performance. I gotta act like I'm still out.
Nah, low key, those are the ones that I get up and go get it even more. You want some juice? You want anything? You know, I could go get you something else.
By the time she blink, you already cleaned the bathroom.
Let me get it. You don't even got to touch it. I'm going to get the rag and I'm going to clean it. I got the whole thing.
All right. Okay. Cleaning.
Uh-huh.
By the way, to answer the last question.
What about you?
I'm a rag getter.
I figured you was a rag getter, goddamn. You are a rag getter, bitch. Yes, you are.
I'm a rag getty bitch. That's what I am. I go get the rag every time. No, I'm lying.
Oh, wow.
It sounded good. It sounded like I was a servicer.
But
I'm not. Go get that fucking rag. See me sitting here all cummy and shit.
When was the first time that somebody hit you with the warm rag treatment?
Ooh. I had to be like 17, 18. I felt like I was having sex again. I was like, hey, did you put your pussy back on me?
Whoa, hey.
What the fuck is this? Now we'll tell you that what fucks you up with that cold rag, bitch.
Oh yeah, cold rag is disrespectful. cold rag is disrespectful.
I'm sorry, it just wasn't. Bitch, you go back in there and run that water.
Run the water until it gets warm.
Because what the fuck is this? It hurts. I'm vulnerable. I know you didn't put no fucking freezing cold water up your vagina.
I know that for a fact.
You ever get some, you ever try and like do too much and like put the soap on the rag and be like, that don't go in there. Like,
Yeah. I had to learn very quickly.
Oh, I knew that.
I had to learn very quickly.
Nobody told me. I knew it. You had to tell me. I knew that.
Yeah,
I had to seen if you knew that.
I had to learn pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, that was dumb. Okay. Now, wait. So I get the rag.
Yep.
But then I was about to ask you something. I'm forgetting what the fuck I was going to ask. Just fucking getting these rag conversations. It's fucking triggering.
Oh, man. Triggering.
Because when you got to go get the rag, that long ass walk. You thinking to yourself, like, that dude I was fucking supposed to do?
It depends, because sometimes you really know you did your motherfucking thing. Because them times that you did, the times that I know I did my motherfucking thing, I'm going to get the rag, because I want that, and you're bleeding. There's a certain energy that comes with that. On some like,
hold on.
Oh, snap.
Hold on. It's outside. Just knock on the door that looks like a mirror. We recording, so say hi to everybody. Bye, yo. That's my sister, y'all. She definitely don't want to hear this conversation. But
guess what?
Guess what she's about to hear?
All of this conversation.
Okay. All right. So moving on from there.
Yeah.
Right? Because having sex with the same person,
yes,
over and over again, what rituals do you like fall into? Like, what is y'all rituals? Not even so much. I know, like, in these conversations, people always have the same conversation, like, oh, you know, I do this move and this is my go-to move and I do this. But like the rituals, I think, is more interesting.
You mean pre-sex? Like
pre and post.
Like getting, okay, pre and post.
Because like this is the same person. So like obviously there's some familiarity, but
yeah.
Every time you got to kind of make it new.
Yes and no. I think once you're married and you both understand each other and you both understand each other's appetites and things of that nature.
Disgusting. Immediately I just got disgusting because I know both of you. Man. Phil literally got disgusted.
It's fine.
To my stomach.
For married people, it's really just trying to... It's making the time.
Is it that much different from being married to being together for a long time?
Yes.
Y'all were together for a long time.
True. But I think this is the... Not I think. This is starting... Oh, you know, we got to answer it.
Hey, who?
Ma, I'm shooting the podcast. Say hi to Mouse.
Hey. I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, neighbor, say hi to the neighborhood, Ma.
Hi to the neighborhood.
What's going on, Mama? All right, I'll call you later. Love you more. Peace.
We got all kind of guests on today's episode. Everybody
knocking on. Come and knock on my door. The difference is when you're married. The majority of the time, you're living with your partner.
Okay.
So you see them all the time. It's an all the time thing.
Mm.
When you're not married, when you're just together, you guys can kind of just be just around each other a lot. Or
by
even,
choice.
But it's more by choice.
Yeah.
And it's...
unless you live together.
Even if you live together, I think it's...
There's a level of,
this is my life, this is your life, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera.
And we're meeting here.
You're meeting here. Like,
but
yeah.
the marriage, this is the
home.
Opposite.
Yeah,
this is home base.
This is,
and we're,
yeah, this is okay. Where we're starting. So it's interesting. You know, I think...
It's a man, I feel like a failure in these conversations.
Such a jerk. So I think the approach is different just because... Usually, sexual arousal is kind of an all day thing, low key, where it's something that
starts in the morning.
Usually, can start in the morning or whatever. But for if you're not married, if you're in a relationship or situationship or whatever, it's, you know, you meet that person, y'all are aroused. It's like, oh snap, this person is ill. What can happen? Whatever. When you're with somebody for such a long time, you really have to kind of set time to really be on some, like, all right, cool, tonight we doing it. And then use that whole day to kind of really start the engine, like really get it going.
Are you really starting the engine, or are you just like not fucking up? Get, like, you know the end.
Oh, no,
point,
no, no,
not,
no, 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 no,
like,
no, 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 no.
Not make sure I don't fuck
there's
up.
A, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Okay.
Because, you know, you could tiptoe and be nice and be cool and calm, or you could be very deliberate.
Yeah, okay.
Deliberate, like on some, like, from the start of the day, I am getting you ready mm-hmm. for what's popping off tonight or this afternoon or whatever time that we schedule.
And at no point that doesn't get on your nerves.
Oh, it can.
It used to get on my nerves.
Oh, it definitely
that
can.
That shit used to get on my fuck. I'm like, definitely can. I just want some pussy. I gotta be. Oh my god.
It definitely can. It definitely can. But
I,
you know,
this was,
I think,
in the owner's manual.
Yo, the
this
owner's
was
manual
in the warranty
of marriage. No, no. You really have to kind of take your time with it, and I think that works on both parties. Now, do quickies happen or like? Spur of the moment situations happen? Absolutely, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Spontaneity.
Because I you know I watch messy TV.
Of course.
You know who we need on this fucking podcast? And I would even Zoom him in. This is why.
Who?
Okay, it's three people. All right. One, we need Carlos King on this podcast.
Okay.
Because one, I think Guys Next Door, at the very least, Mac and Christina need a reality show that is Guys Next Door just... All right, we're here. All right, you need that. Carlos can make it happen. Also, I just love his mind. I love
True.
His fucking mind.
True.
Anything he comes out with, I watch.
Okay.
All right, second. You ready for second? He has a show called Love and Marriage, Huntsville. I think there's a DC one too now. Haven't caught up on it fully, but we all know I love messy TV.
I do.
Love and Marriage, love it. Okay? We need Marceau Scott.
Okay. Okay.
And we need fucking Martell. Holt. We need fucking Martell Holt and Marceau Scott. Well, you know, maybe not at the same time because I don't know if everybody watch at home, but they just got to little fight.
Yeah.
And it was a good one. I can't wait till they come back so they show the fight. It looked good.
It looked like it was about to start,
Martell strong motherfucker and Marceau ain't no chump either. So it was good. Whatever. The point is we need them. But Carlos King, you need to come on this podcast and talk to us because I love your mind. All right. But the reason I'm saying that is because I watched Love and Marriage and the past two episodes... Two different couples, the husbands have all been talking about they need more sex.
Hmm.
They need more sex.
Yeah.
Now, here goes the thing. When men complain about not getting enough sex, it is one of the things that goes most unheard in marriages.
But say, are you sure? I feel
from
like,
the man.
I'm about to say everything that a man says in marriage.
But I feel like, all right, if you say like, oh, babe, I need more attention. I feel like she'll like be nicer to you for a week or 2 weeks or something like that. But the minute she says, I need more sex, well, you need to prime and give me ready for more sex. Well,
that's true.
I've already given it to you this many times. Like, that's why I want to ask you. So when I was married, and to this day, I still think 3 to 4 times a week, sex should be happening.
Okay.
Full on, buck up, buck up. Fuck up. Eat.
Eat.
I can't wait to be around little Tristan. She went, eat. I'm like, I know you got that.
I know exactly where you got that.
I got your dad doing it. Eat. Okay, so 3 to 4 times sex, full on sex should be happening.
Mm-hmm.
But every single day that God says, I think there should be some type of sexual activity between a man and a woman. Whether you just be like, come here, baby, let me eat your pussy real fast. Or, little finger action, something. But play with my penis, something. You just want me walking around all day with just full of nut?
Tricky thing.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I think it
makes sense.
Go ahead, because I want to show you something.
Let me backtrack. I don't want to say it makes sense. I'll say that what you're saying, in theory, sounds extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well it works in practice, just because of life
Sure. But like, you can't devote, but everything is about intention.
True indeed.
Everything is about intention. You can't empty me out. I know I'm trying, and I'm not, notice what I'm saying. I said some type of sexual act should be happening between a man and a woman every single day. Something. Mm-hmm. I think if that happened more often, even like a hard makeout session, I think that would lead to a lot more softness in relationships.
Hmm.
So I want you to hear something.
Okay.
From my appearance on the Hard or Soft podcast.
Oh, Lord.
I can't stand that narrative. My man balls need to be drained before he go to work.
Yeah. Man, somebody want to make sure my ball empty.
I can't stand that narrative, first of all.
First of all.
You to this relationship, and no, today I don't want to. I'ma feed you. I don't want to have sex today because I left you 24 hours with some nut in you. You gotta go. You want nut in the room with some porn? I'm working. I'm not these. I gonna drain it. I'm bringing in money. We going out. We eating good. We living. If I can't trust you to go out there with some heavy balls, you ain't my nigga. You ain't not in 3 days.
Who is Shorty? Because I want to get her on the podcast.
Her name is Dom Me Steph. She's a dominatrix from Uptown.
Oh.
Yeah, beautiful little girl. Beautiful. Okay. Absolutely gorgeous.
I want to get her on the couch.
Yeah, but you ain't doing no freaky stuff.
Oh, absolutely not.
Whipping and spanking and
absolutely not.
Stomping
not,
on balls no, no, no. and shitting nope, and nope. shit.
We are next door.
Not in this God-fearing house.
I was about to say, we are next door.
This guy's next door. And next door to us is a church.
It's a church.
Bodega Baptist. We don't play that mess. Mm-mm. We have regular vanilla sex. You want to get freaky? I'm going to eat your butt. And that's where it stops. So take a little finger back there.
Regular vanilla
sex. Of my freakiness.
Hey, man.
Spanking and stepping.
I just want to speak to her about just that thought process.
You know, we got my big sister in here.
Hey, big sister.
Hey, Cam, this mic right here work? Why don't work? Oh, you'd have to stop it and record? Oh, she got lucky. You got a handheld?
No,
I'm not sharing no mic. Yes, no. Nope. Oh, my big sister was in here. She a grown ass woman. I just want to get her take on this. Oh, she don't have a take. She's trying to be a preacher, so she don't say nothing about nothing no more. the only thing she talk about, the state of the church. Make a joyful noise. But yes, what were you about to say, man?
No, I think it all makes sense, and I think in theory that it sounds great. I don't know how well it works in practice, just because I know how people get, especially when it comes to expectations. I live by quotes. One of my favorite quotes is, you know, expectation is the killer of experience.
Mm.
So to walk into marriage or any situation for that matter with the expectation of even a certain amount of times that you should be having sex or anything, it kind of kills the, to me, it could potentially kill the experience, or you'll upset yourself, you know, going into it thinking like, yo, I'm supposed to be getting my balls drained this many times, such and such and such and such, whatever.
What about certain requirements? Why is that the only requirement that doesn't get, well, obviously I know why, because it involves another person's.
Exactly.
Autonomy, but it's just like, why can't I set my boundary and it be respected?
I think you can set a boundary. I think
maybe boundary is the wrong
word. I'm about to say a boundary is different, right? You set an expectation or a requirement of someone.
Yeah, see, this is the uncomfortable part, right?
This is the
reason we made this podcast, right?
The reason
now
why
you got to look in this mirror.
The reason why I would say it's uncomfortable is because it's the same as to me it feels like asking that of someone is like is almost similar to like. I think the only requirement in any relationship would possibly be, I get like what? Trust? Loyalty?
Time. Women require time. That is a requirement. You know that. I've been married.
We know that.
We've been in other relationships.
But say we know that to a certain extent.
How important. We know how.
But it's not. But it's not a. It's not.
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement. But it's not something they sit you down and say, "Hey, listen, this is my requirement."
Yes, the fuck it is.
I've never had that.
Yes, the fuck you have. You just didn't notice.
Probably
date time. Oh, you got to go here. I want to come. Time. You don't take me out. Time. Family time. Time.
But then that doesn't make sense. Because if we're arguing about time, it depends, I guess, there's a difference between time and attention.
Not really.
The reason why I say that is because...
Yes, because you can spend time around
spend
a person,
time
but
around,
they require that time is being spent with intention.
That's what I'm saying. Time with intention is attention.
And if you don't give them that...
If they don't get attention...
We will be some lonely motherfuckers.
Yes, if they don't get attention...
me.
Jesus Christ.
The failure of
so,
the truth.
Jesus, stop.
This is the podcast within the podcast.
I think there's a necessity to make sure that both parties get the required attention. Time, nigga, you
go
can,
right there. What you said, required attention. A lot of men are saying they're not getting a lot of sex. How do they remedy that? Are we saying women are off the hook because we're not
old
and we're
not,
and we're not, you know, behemoths who say it's not the 1950s where you get backslapped and said, get to the room and give me the vagina. Those times are gone.
Those times are gone.
Those men we're hoping are gone.
Yeah.
So for the men who have to meet all their requirements and aren't having their requirements met and then are being told your requirements are met because there's still an extra requirement that you're not doing. What the fuck, bro?
It's tricky. It's tricky, and that's not even.
Hey, let me not shit on my. I don't want it to be.
Yeah. We're not woman bashing.
Like, that wasn't our shit. Like, we had a whole bunch of other problems. That wasn't our shit. But obviously, having a kid,
yeah,
being married,
yep.
Schedules,
yep.
That those disagreements did come up.
Absolutely,
as I'm sure with you at a time and Listen.
Just trying to just
working
yeah,
out.
Work.
You work out all the fucking time. You think you not horny? The fucking yeah. Michael Root be fucking doing me in.
Yeah. It is. Listen, for anybody out there who is about to go on a fitness journey, understand.
You just be horny.
On the other side of that fitness journey, you are a horny bastard.
Do you
I am
know
not going to lie.
My dick be so hard after a run. Yo. I run 7 miles. I'm sorry, sis, but my big sister just had a visceral reaction. She's like, what the fuck? Jesus, the blood. Nah. I'm just saying. After a 7-mile run, the only thing that works is my dick.
Oh, yeah.
My legs don't work.
Cook, nigga, noodles.
I be sitting there with that heating pad on. I be like, ooh, this heating pad.
This heating pad is feeling
this heating pad is
fantastic.
Me up. Feeling great. Dick just hard.
Talk about who are you?
I be leaving the gym. I leave the gym with Zeus by the time the train get back to the apartment, dick hard. I don't got no energy for nothing though.
Hey man, I'm not gonna lie to you. These crazy workouts that I've been doing with Hart, man, it's not a game. I'll take a shower afterwards and be on some like, oh, hey, little fella.
And look, sometimes you gotta talk to me, but now you know good and well, she ain't fucking with us.
Come on, relax.
But in regards to what that young lady said, she said, I shouldn't have. Now, I agree. I don't think there's any reason. I'm not of the thought process that someone can make you cheat.
Yes.
But I am. We've said before on this podcast, I do believe you can set the atmosphere for cheating to be.
To occur.
To occur.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. But goddamn it, you set the stage. This person still made a decision.
Person just made the decision to get up on that stage and act a fool.
But you helped build the stage.
But you made that set.
You gave out the call time.
Uh huh.
You set up crafty.
Sometimes they be putting you around the co-stars.
Put you around co-stars and be like, "Hey, I'll be right back. You guys are good in here. Oh, you want to run lines? Okay, I'll be back." I'm going to go with my girls.
Be mad when a whole movie's done.
Bitch, what did you expect? I'm Denzel.
Oh, Denzel with the pen.
I looked at it and said, I don't want to cheat.
Yo.
Just goddamn alpaca. I listen,
you
all
blocked
saying,
that shit.
All I'm saying in regards to what that young lady said, I said it's not realistic. What you're saying is not realistic. What you're saying is not realistic that you could tell a man, sure, I don't want to fuck. Mm-hmm. I got that. Get that. There's a whole week we can't even fucking talk. I think somebody did the math. It's only like 1 week out of a month where a woman is like her actual self. Because 1 week she's like pre.
Wow. Menstrual. Okay.
Other week, other week menstrual. Then the week after that, post.
Post. So there's literally one week where she's like.
And calm. The fucked up part is. You see, I'm paying attention, sis. But here go the fucked up part. He got a fucked up part. Mac, no, don't look at the look at me. Mac, he got a fucked up part. It's a damn shame that we can't tell which one is right.
Yeah, because they're all the same.
They're all.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, which one is regular you?
Oh.
Cam, are you paying attention, Cam? Because this is what you have to look forward to.
Cam, it is. Greasy out in these streets, boy.
Cam, women
be safe.
Are nuts.
Be safe.
Do you understand what I just said, Cam? For 3 weeks, women aren't they self. For 1 week, they are themselves. And it'd be so hard. I can't
to
tell
choose.
Who,
you don't know who is
the
who.
Regular. I'm like, no, no.
Be safe, though, Cam. Stay dangerous. But
be safe, though. At all times.
At all times.
This is why maybe...
Mouse, you're the worst.
Okay, hear me out.
No.
No, I'm just saying, hear me out. All right, y'all not here. Y'all don't listen. Okay, so maybe reverse weight isn't such a bad thing. Because, like, when they get pregnant,
Mouse.
They, Mouse. There's no period.
Mouse.
Okay. Support women.
Anyway. I think the biggest thing when it comes to that, for real, is trying to. Manage one your own expectations, and then figure out. And it has to be a real conversation with your significant other, man.
If y'all can't get on the same page, do you leave?
Ooh, you mean for me, or just as a whole for men
I'm
as
not,
a whole?
I just told you I realized that 3 weeks out the year. 3 weeks out the month. Why do you think I would play with Big Chris like that? Big Briss. Why do you think I would play like her? We're talking about other people. Because I don't even want you to answer that question. Because you're a nigga like, well, you know, I'm a podcaster. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
And you'll answer it honestly. Now I'm getting fucked up. No, I don't know.
No, I,
do
I don't.
It. No, we yeah, got, but listen, this is the reason the podcast is the podcast. So if do you have that issue?
No.
Okay.
No, we're pretty good. We're pretty good right now.
So, yeah, but, you know, God forbid, knock on wherever the wood is paused. If left up to married woman, the wood would be in our pants.
Yep.
But if a couple can't come to terms with a sexual appetite agreement, do y'all leave?
I mean, I think that kind of.
Or do you explore unorthodox.
That is all depending on said relationship. I do think that, you know, we don't know what goes on behind a bunch of these people's closed doors. And
yeah. To be nasty.
Yeah, about to say, and listen.
I mean,
and,
I know a few because.
And in this business, we know some
big,
niggas.
Big nasty.
Niggas is.
Big nasty.
On some other stuff.
I look at y'all niggas like. Ugh.
Husbands and wives.
Ugh.
And have whatever agreement in place.
I don't like it.
So
I don't like it one bit.
What I'll say is whatever works for you works for you. You have to find that thing within your relationship that keeps you both happy. You know, I think that that's the real, you know, it's not about forcing what you want on somebody or expecting anything from somebody. It's about having real conversations, figuring out where somebody is, how they feel. And accommodating them while also making sure that you are receiving what you need as well. That's when I feel like it works best.
Okay.
It doesn't always work like that, but okay. That's when I think it works best.
transparent moment.
Yep.
If you in hypothetical Big Bris, not real life Big Bris, hypothetical Big, you in hypothetical Big Bris, y'all do have this issue. Y'all can't get on the same page. She offers you the opportunity, not her. She offers you, she says, all right, Mac, well, we go fuck somebody else. Like, you, like, leave my pussy alone. Mm-hmm. This pussy don't got all that wear and tear on it. You get the chance to go, well, do you think you would be able to do that? Because a lot of men, because this is another point of topic, a lot of men don't got it in them to be that type of nigga.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, some niggas are better at cheating than they are being, I get, I don't think the term is poly, I don't think it's polyamorous.
I don't know what
the
that word is.
The opposite of monogamous?
Either. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How the fuck it's, old ass?
Go ahead, young man. Go ahead, young man.
19.
Come on, man.
This HMD is just breeding them.
Breeding them.
Him, LJ is fucking the same age.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Fucking kids. Grown-ass looking kids.
Genius.
I look like a child when I was your age.
When I was 18, I was playing a 16-year-old.
I was watching him play a 16-year-old at that age. So when you grew up in the 80s, it was different. Oh, when he was a 19. Okay, stay over there. Do you think you would be able to do that? I know I couldn't.
I don't know, man. I don't know. And it's not even, it has nothing to do with.
Like if given the access.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It has nothing to do with what, you know, I think morally or whatever. Because to me, once we decide and agree on something, this is what we decide and agree on.
Yeah.
For me, I think about the collateral damage that it could possibly do to my daughter.
Mm.
Tristan finding out about anything or
and not
if anything, and just not fully understanding that, you know, this is a decision that me and your mother made versus anything else. Yeah, that would eat at me more than anything else. So I don't know.
So okay. Wow. Okay. Something that started out so fun. This conversation started out so fun. Obviously we had a point to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, okay, it gets super deep. Okay. It's going to sound like mansplaining. It's going to sound like, oh,
of course,
quite a man. But this is God next door. Guys next door. So here goes the question. So do you believe that in marriage, for it to be successful on your part, there takes a certain level of sacrifice of self, i.e. being your sexual appetite? And then acknowledging if it is, are you okay with that?
Yes. As long as, and we've talked about this, not this part specifically, mm-hmm. but as long as I can sacrifice all day.
Yeah.
Discipline is damn near my middle name now.
Yeah, you just find shit to do.
I like to challenge myself now. Like I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, and we talked about it early. We talked about it in an earlier episode where, you know, I think I didn't know I would make it this far.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I would make it to 33.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a place now where I'm really like, you know what? If I'm still here, and I used to have a whole mindset where I'm like, I'm living on borrowed time, mm-hmm. and all of mm-hmm. that. But I'm like, okay, if I'm here and God has me here for a reason, then I'm gonna ride this to the wheels fall off.
Like we said last week.
I wanna see what my boundaries are. I wanna see how far I can push myself. I wanna see what, you know, the worldly things that is around me. I wanna see what it feels like to fully abstain myself from it, to show myself I do not need it. And then, you know, I can go back however I need to. Like those are the things that intrigue me now. So I do personally, I can sacrifice damn near anything to make something work.
Mm.
The only thing that I ask is that it's that energy, that effort is reciprocated. I don't need anything else in our relationship reciprocated. I don't need you to buy me gifts when I buy you gifts. I don't need you to, you know,
just a sacrifice
cop flowers when I'm copping flowers. I just want the effort that I'm putting forward to be matched. You match me in effort and in, it's mainly effort. If you match me in effort, I'll give up the world for you.
And I think that's where mine failed. One, we were just so young,
mm-hmm,
and ill-equipped. It's different to being like certain generations. You go back to like our parents' generation, like they were, maybe not our parents, but like our grandparents, our great grandparents who were getting married at 16, 17. Sure, they were young, but they were equipped.
Absolutely.
And they were living in a time that agreed with what they were being equipped with.
What? That little job at the soda shop?
Get you
a little pop.
There's no Instagram showing you
all of the women
that you can take those soda pops, and if you post a real nice smile next to it, you could get mad followers. No. And now you are influencer for the soda pops. So now you don't work at the soda pop refinery. Now they work for you. Like there was none of that. It was everything agreed with the time. Everything agreed with the time, and your access to information agreed to your proximity.
Yeah.
Now that ain't that. So I only said it to preference it because I don't really like just saying like, oh, we were young. We were ill-equipped, but on my end, it was a sacrifice. I did not understand sacrifice because I'm like, for what? Mm. I should be able to have it. I should be able to have it all. Why I got to sacrifice? I should be able to have this and you have that and we have this. And I didn't understand the sacrifice. So although maybe our issue wasn't the sex, the thought process behind what you just said just like opened my eyes to think like, oh, it was a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't willing to sacrifice. I wasn't willing to sacrifice my dream. Mm-hmm. You know, it our marriage came apart, you know, mainly those last 2 years was because she wasn't with the effort and the attention I was putting into the dream.
The dream.
And I was like, hey, listen, I get it, but I'm not going to feel complete
if I don't give this.
I could fail.
But if I don't give this a thought,
I gave this shit 15% and got a 35% return.
Mm.
Then when I gave it 50%, I got 100% return.
And he was like, whoa, wait a minute.
150%, I'm getting 500 return. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I said, oh, this is what the fuck I was supposed to be doing. If I wasn't worried about fucking being the biggest gangbanger and stick-up kid running around Long Island, I could have been somewhere, somebody pouring into this craft I got, and I wouldn't have realized at 26. Mm. I would have realized at 16, 17. And then guess what? When I met her, I wouldn't have met her as somebody just getting out the military and, you know, just, you know, I'm
trying
just
to figure it out.
You know, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to be a firefighter. I do comedy on the side. Cause that's what fucked me up. Seeing a success.
You know what it is though? It's a very real thing, very real part of your testimony, man. You had to go through all of that. You had to go through all of that, or you wouldn't have been the best. You would have been cool.
Yeah,
you would have been all right. You would have been great, but you would have been cool.
Yeah,
it's everything that you went through all of the life, the streets, the people that you've met, everything that you come across, nigga, even running across me that day at the music video set. It's mm-hmm. all of those things. Everything that you've been through that led you to the moment to know how to purposefully rock a crowd, or how to purposefully handle interviews, how to purposefully do every single podcast a certain way. Like there's a different life that you breathe into it because of the life that you've been through. So it's butterfly effect. If you move one thing out of your life, changed one thing, everything changes.
Yeah. You preaching today. You preaching today to him, Bobby. Watch the way you talk to me, Mac. This is the second time I told him that. Cam, this is the second time I told him. Watch the way you done talk to me now. Nick said some shit early. I said, God damn it. It's an anointing. All this because we was talking about trying to get some pussy while we were married.
Nah, man, it's real, man. It's real. And I think that's...
But what you said is so right. Yeah. It's about that sacrifice.
It's about sacrifice.
Being willing to sacrifice. But even understanding that, there has to be... I feel for these niggas, bro. I feel for these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a horny nigga, bro.
All niggas are.
I'm a horny nigga.
Mind you, all women are too.
Yeah, but they different. They could subside they shit.
Nigga,
clearly they be in the house and be like, I'm not touching you. You didn't make me feel good.
You know, I think their sexuality is connected to something different, right?
The mental.
I think
they have a fucking brain.
I think, yeah, right.
The way God made us, that he forgot that part. Those parts are on back orders that day.
No, the blood goes in a different direction.
The blood goes down.
It goes a different direction. No,
women get horny, the blood starts shooting to their brain. Sure, I'm horny. I start thinking. Stop thinking.
I think when it comes to sex, women want it just as much as guys do, if
I'm
not
so petty,
more.
When you said when it comes to sex, I was about to say, I'm similar to the Thriller in Manila. Ladies call me nigga. The kind of villain.
Oh, man.
That's Biggie for the kids.
It's Biggie,
Biggie for the children.
Biggie Smalls, ladies
Biggie
and gentlemen.
Biggie Smalls, Brooklyn.
No, I think I think women want it as much as guys do. I do think that it is connected to something else. Whereas for men, we
cut
love the... Huh?
It's cut and dry.
Yeah, we... Kind of, sort of. And it could be for women as well. I think for guys, it's really like we love the physicality. Mm-hmm. We love the... It's kind of like guys love shiny cars, right?
Yeah.
We love new, fly, shiny stuff.
Give me a shiny...
Whereas women want the thing that means something to them. Like, and of course, it's funny because guys want joints that mean, like, things that mean something to them as well. Women love shiny stuff as well. But we love shiny stuff more, and they love
meaningful stuff more.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to, and, you know, it's a generalization, but this is just from my viewing of women, my small view, my own vantage point. It seems like when it comes to sex, as long as we're fulfilling something that makes them feel good or gives them validity towards something, that is their intrigue stays. But as soon as we do something that kind of pulls them away from that moment, we could piss them off. We could have not taken out the garbage. We could have not cleaned up the house.
Right.
We could have, there could have been something that she told us, you know, something that she said, oh, this is a good idea. We didn't go with it. And it turned out that she was right. And now all of a sudden she's on some like, see, I told you. And now she's not even horny no more. Shit is done. It's dubbed for you.
Right.
So I think for women, it's more of that. Whereas for guys, it's really on some like, you know what? Come in the house with some new lingerie and say it's for me.
You come in the house with some old lingerie.
And say it's for me. It's on some like, hey, all right. I see what time it is. I appreciate this. It's a shiny car.
I ain't gonna hold you coming out in a t-shirt.
And say it's for me. Say that's what I'm saying. Me. Say it's for me. Then it's a shiny car. It's like, oh my God, this is for
this gotta be something. I get that. I get that. Damn it. And you know I hate niggas.
Uh-huh.
I hate niggas. I hate standing up for niggas.
But especially these niggas.
These niggas? These niggas is the worst.
They the worst.
Of the niggas.
They the worst.
Like, we were made in a batch of bad niggas. I'd be looking around with the women like, where is the new batch of niggas? I don't even like hanging out with these niggas.
It's Cam.
Look, look, my sister's Rhea. You waiting for the new batch too? Yeah, I'm sorry, sis. I don't. We was, yeah, it was three good ones, and it was me, Mac, and Ryan. That was,
yeah, that was it. That was
new batch of niggas. They got to hurry up. I don't even like hanging out with these niggas, bro. Ugh. But here I am. And I am still trying to understand. There has to be some type of, what do we tell these niggas, right? What do we tell these niggas? There has to be something. I know there's something. I know there is an answer for them somewhere. What do we tell the niggas that are married, that meet all the requirements of being a husband, provide, take care, all of this? They come home and they just want some pussy. They don't want, and they don't want no conversation. I don't want to talk about your day. I did all this all day and my dick is hard and I just don't want it to be hard no more. And I don't want to cheat. I want you. You are who I want. I want vagina. And like, what do we tell them niggas?
You got to have a conversation with your wife before you get to that moment. That's the thing. We constantly run into these moments and there's no conversation prior. So the women don't even know a lot of times how to maneuver these situations. So if that's the nigga that you are, if you are a nigga who's on some like, yo, there are some days that I come in a house and I just want to have, you know, I don't want no words. I just want to be loved on, you know, I just really want to be fully, you know, loved on sexually, intimately, if that's not sex, like just, I just want to be loved on. If y'all have to come up with a safe word or something, I was just watching Ted Lasso, right? And he said he has a safe word with his wife where, you know, they'll say these things to them, to each other, and it'll be niceties and all of this, whatever. But if they want to tell the God's honest truth, they say Oklahoma. So she'll be like, oh my God, you know, I love it here. He's like, Oklahoma. She's like, I really hate it here. Like, I really don't like it here. So if you guys have to have a safe word where when you come home and she's like, hey, babe, what's up? And you're like, Oklahoma. And she knows exactly what type of time you want, do that. But make sure that you actually have effective communication with your spouse or your significant other prior to, and not expect anything of them, because that's where the experience dies, is in the expectation.
I tried, fellas, I tried, but you know, he still came with a word. You know, Pastor Mackey. You know, for so long, you know, Bodega Baptist has, you know, just been, you know, Pastor Mouse and, you know, Deacon Mac. And
I was about
Deacon
to say, I'm the youth pastor. I'm,
you know,
just
he
the
has clearly
right
been ordained as the youth pastor, the youth pastor, and, you know, I affirm, you know,
yes,
his upbringing, amen.
Amen.
His elevation, hey. Amen.
Oh, don't start.
For the Bible says, when two or more shall touch and agree, he's in the midst. Oh. The Bible says you should not forsake the assembly. Oh,
yes.
Come on. And every time guys next door and kids next door, yeah, there's an assembly that we are not forsaking of the fellowship. Uh-huh. This day, this day, when we begin to talk about the fellowship that sometimes does not take place in the marriage bed, I thought we were gonna laugh. Yeah. I thought we were just going to joke. But the anointing that pours and flows from the top of deacon, of a youth pastor, Mac Wild, took over and filled this room.
Woo!
As some men would wish sex and lust would fill their homes. Yeah. So I, as the head of Bodega Baptist, Pastor Mouse, on today, on this day.
Yes, Lord.
In the month of July. Mm-hmm. Of the year 2022, that's three twos, amen.
No.
Now watch this. This is my favorite part, big sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cam, watch this. This is my favorite part of the Bible. There was two, right?
Mm,
and two came after one.
Yes.
But after one, you added one more. What you get? You got two.
Ooh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. What happened? There was one, mm-hmm, and Jesus added another one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then in the Garden of Eden, there was two. Yes.
So
that's two people twice.
Two.
In the Bible. Uh-huh. 2022. That's three twos. Now watch for the third two. Uh-huh. Because when the man didn't handle his business.
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of men are getting messed. This is the part that I really love about the Bible. This is what I love about the word, sister. Now, if you are mistaken and you just read the Bible with your natural eye, mm-hmm, no real understanding, uh-huh, no power, no anointing, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
and what we say in the church, no oil.
If
you read the Bible, no oil, mm-hmm, you would then believe that the serpent getting Eve to eat the apple was Eve's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam, was out of position. Yeah. And then what happened when Adam was out of position?
What was that?
Was that the snake was able to get Eve to eat the apple. There goes the scary part. 2022. How many twos was in there? Three.
Two.
I gave you two twos already.
You did.
The third and final two is when two was ousted out of the Garden of Eden. Come on. So today, on July, the month of July, in the year 2022, I want you to know, Pastor Mac, I affirm your elevation.
Yes, Lord.
To youth pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Of Bodega Baptist. Everyone, hands. My Lord. Whoa. Yes, Shabba. Oh, Shabba. Hey. Yerabasa. Hey. Whoa! Mm. Come on. Sister, do you want to read your scripture? Listen, I love this episode. I loved this episode today. I really do hope somewhere we help somebody.
I hope you did.
We did.
These kids don't be listening nowadays, but you know.
But there'd be some old people listening.
We appreciate y'all, man.
Hopefully they understand. I'm just surprised they knew how to work the app, because you know
what app can
the podcast
they listen to
app, the purple one.
Which app can they listen to this on though?
Oh, you can listen to us on any app.
Okay,
but
okay.
If they listen in on Apple, they need to subscribe, like, uh-huh, and listen.
Yes, Lord.
Give us 5 stars because we're children and need validation.
Thanks.
Leave a comment. We'll read it on air.
Please.
Let's read. Let me see what's in here before we get up.
Do we
out
have?
Of here.
Do we have one too? Let me see.
You checking letters or you checking comments?
I'm gonna check comments.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what these podcast comments
say. Some shit sometimes.
They really do. They really do.
I'd be like, y'all so nice. First of all, we got a 4.8. Who's the hater that didn't give us 5? All right. I got hilarious and relatable. 5 stars.
We love it.
Deuce Royal. Mm. I've been hooked since episode 1. These guys are hilarious, and I love the insight they give on how they navigate life and its challenges.
There we go.
I don't, if we didn't stay on task for that today in this here recording, I don't know where else we're going. Legendary Tony Earl. Tony Earl said we are legendary. They gave us 5 stars at episode 168, went from backyard neighbors to Bodega Baptist. And for that conversation alone, this podcast deserves 5 stars.
5 of them things.
Thank you so much. Mia Bia says, my N-words.
For show.
One more gave us 5 stars. Honestly, even without the disclaimer of them being children who need validation, I would have left the review. I love the open and honest dialogue. I love the vulnerability and the accountability. I love my guys next door. Y'all, the homies, I just ain't met yet.
I love it.
Thank you, Mia Bia.
I love you.
Thank you. And thank you guys for continuing to listen. 3 years. Three years. We've been doing this thing 3 years. Three years ago, you was not married.
I was not married. I didn't have a kid.
You didn't have no kid. Now look at you.
Now look at me. All grown up.
Yeah, look at you. Oof. Look at you. Oof. Richer. Better.
Skin richer. Better.
Skin well, better.
Skin happy. Getting better.
Happier.
Happier.
Fuller.
Muscles.
More muscles.
I bought these muscles off eBay.
So many more muscles since back then. I mean, had him in my. He was damn near a little thick.
I was
getting a little thick when we started this podcast.
I was a little husky.
Yeah, he was getting a little husky when we started this podcast, boy.
Oh man,
now this nigga can't stop this nigga.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm about to go to the gym right now.
Gotta go to the gym right now.
Right damn now.
3 years.
Yeah,
3 years. We're here. We going strong. Way more to do. A lot more to do. We got a lot absolutely. More to do with this podcast. But I know we're gonna get it done with this team.
Yeah, we got a good team, man.
We got good fan base. We got good like people that embrace us for being us. I don't know if a lot of people do that. Now, you know, that probably is based on the way we are. Like we just invite that type of person where you ain't gonna really be around us if you can't accept us for being us. But shout out to you guys. We would be nothing without the neighbors. So shout out to y'all, and we thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. Well, that's why we stop and we take every picture and we listen absolutely. To every word and we take every hug, every single one. It's not just because it makes us feel good. It's, you know, it's the least we can do.
It's love, man. Y'all show us nothing but love. So it's literally the only thing that we can do is give you guys that love back. So thank you.
You know, Swagger.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Swagger Season 2 on Z-Way. It's crazy. While we were sitting here, meaning last week's episode,
breaking news.
You want to read that?
Yes, I do. I would love. This is all coming from Deadline. Uh-huh. Stargirls, Angelica Washington,
uh-huh.
Migos frontman Quavo,
uh-huh.
and Tristan Mack Wilds among final 14 set for Universal's youth choir comedy. Praise this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he, she, them, are they, and everyone who falls in between. If you don't understand what I just said, Mack Wilds on our movie screens one more time.
Praise
I want
God.
Y'all to know they said three people's name, Mack Wilds rounded it out. You know what I mean? Because they had to go to who they know. Mack Wilds.
I was about to say, you know, the illest thing was that they had to make sure that they gave what everybody else is known from. Front man from Migos.
Yeah.
Star girl.
Yeah.
They just know me as Mack Wilds.
Mack Wilds, baby.
There. Praise
back
God.
In front of our movie screen, so you all ready to know. I'm going to be front row and center. I'm telling you right now, I'm buying out a theater. You know, I don't play about my brother.
I play a pastor in the movie.
Oh, look at that. So what he's been doing all this time? Researching. He's been up under me researching. And now he's ready. I can't wait to see one of my moves on screen. I'm be like, that's me right there. I'm running out a whole movie there just to tell people that's me right there.
He got all that for me.
When he did this and he scratched his head like that.
That was for me.
That's me. I told him that. I showed him that. I said, pastors always do this. They always
I don't think y'all hear me.
I don't think you hear me. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you, man.
I'm so glad we can publicly celebrate you in this moment now. So y'all make sure y'all look out for when Praise This. When Praise This hits theater. I already told you, if you're in New York City, you know what?
We probably gonna do a whole theater.
If we're on tour.
Oh yeah, whatever city we in. Shutting down a movie theater.
Shutting down movie theater. So y'all be on the lookout. Trap Karaoke is on the move. So this week we will be in New York City on Mack Wilds' birthday, July 15th. So if you don't got your tickets, get your tickets. This is for next week, Shalonda. Yeah. So we'll be there July 15th. DC, I will see you July 16th. So I'll see y'all Saturday, New York, Friday, New York. You know everything I do is a love letter to Brooklyn, so you already know I'm going to go crazy. Also, I haven't even talked about it last week. A few weeks ago, I got a chance to host the legendary Wingate Park.
Oh, yes.
Concert series.
You know, that was one of my very first concerts. No, not one of my. It is my first concert. My first concert, I think I was like 10 or 11, maybe even younger. And my dad took me to Wingate Park to see LL Cool J.
I think I might have been at that same one. I got to ask my dad, but I'm pretty sure I was at that same one.
Yeah.
But like, Wingate. So the fact that I was able to host that, shout out to my man Drew. Shout out to the Brooklyn Borough President. Shout out to Lenny J, General Public, L Squared, The deputy mayor, the senator, or everybody who was able to, you know, who was a part of me, you know, getting to be a part of that major moment. I appreciate y'all. Trap Karaoke, you already know. Make sure you support Eco Gave Straws.
Please.
Make sure if you in Tulum, make sure you hit Ryan. Get on that.
Go get you a yacht. Go get you a yacht.
A yacht. if you're in Brooklyn, make sure you support my sister's hair business. What's your salon name? Milk and Honey, the beauty loft that's in Brooklyn. So make sure you go support that. Get your hair done.
Hey, I heard about Milk and Honey low-key. She's not a game. I'm about to say.
She not a game. That's she over there. She not a game. But yeah, support every black business you could think of. You know, we got the Crate.
Yep.
We got the Crate. Shout out to Rel and Rel.
Please.
Joe Fresh Good. Barriers. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's a black business you could think of, make sure you support them. That's what we try and do, support all black people. Everybody else second. And in the meantime, between time, we love y'all. Be safe. Take care of yourself and each other. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.